People are so weird. Their beliefs. A lot of Christians wear crosses around their necks. You think when Jesus comes back, he ever wants to see a fucking cross? Man. Kind of like going up to Jackie Onassis with a rifle pendant on, you know? Stinking of John, Jackie. We love him. I've heard some incredible... You guys see JFK? I heard some incredible theories about the Kennedy assassination. Here's the most incredible, yet the most intriguing. You ready for this one? Several people have told me this. You know who shot Kennedy? The Secret Service man in the front seat of the limo. Sounds ludicrous, but think about it. Every time you've ever seen the Zapruder film, have you ever looked at the Secret Service man in the front seat of that limo? No. It's like the ultimate magic trick of misdirection. Because like most people, when I see the Zapruder film, I'm looking at Jackie's ass when she gets on the trunk of that car. Oh, yeah. Oh, goddamn. Reach for that brain, baby. Goddamn. What are y'all, gay? Telling me that pink skirt pulled tight over that pear-shaped ass doesn't turn you on? Gee, check yourself for a pulse. I'm trying, dude. I'm trying. I swear to God, there's jokes in here. Just hold on. Bear with me. I'll find one. I don't drink anymore. Had to quit because I really drank. I know a lot of you up here in Canada fancy yourself partiers, and I think that's as cute as it can be. Really, it's adorable. But I really drank, and I was really fucking pathetic. I get pulled over by the cops. I'd be so drunk, I'd be out dancing to their lights, thinking I'd made it to another club. Did not look good on the arrest report. When you're using Jack Daniels as a chaser, you're probably over the hump. Probably. I don't do drugs anymore than the average touring funk band. I used to do drugs. I used to do a lot of drugs. Hey, has anyone been to New York City lately? Anyone been lately?
All right.
It's amazing, man. They sell drugs out loud on the streets of New York. It is fucking unbelievable. Guys just standing on street corners. Heroin, heroin, coke, coke, smoke, smoke, smoke. These guys annoy me. I'm walking down the street one day. A guy walks ahead of me, passes one of those dealers. Dealer looks at him and goes, heroin, heroin, heroin. I pass him. He looks at me. He goes, glue. I can afford heroin, you fuck. I'm doing laundry right now. Glue. Embarrass the shit out of me. You bastard, where's a bank machine? Come here. Let's go take a gander at Willie's Balance. Let's go peruse Willie's Balance. I feel like I'm doing this in the Great Northwest, and I'm all alone in a fucking clearing on a tree stump. I've had some really bad times on drugs, too. One time, me and three friends dropped acid, drove around in my dad's car. He's got one of those talking cars. We're tripping. Car goes, the door is ajar. We pulled over, thought about that for 12 hours. How can a door be ajar? Shit, I don't know, but I see it. I see it, too. Fuck. Why would they put a jar on a car? I'm not proud of every moment in my life. We got pulled over that night, too. I don't recommend that. Pray you are drunk and not tripping on acid if you get pulled over. Longest night of my life. Cops were tapping on this window. We're staring at them in this mirror. How tall are you? The little bitty cop. Look at him. How does he drive that big fucking car? Shit, there might be a bunch of them. What are we going to do? Let's put them in the jar. Made perfect sense at that moment. Put them in the jar, poke some holes in the lid, leave them by the road. You'll never get us, coppers. We'll send some little firemen to let you out.